This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 213. Do yourself a favor, learn make versus do in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
How do you know when to use make and when to use do? Find out with examples and a fun Caribbean cruise role play today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything going?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
All right. I'm excited to be here. One common mistake for a lot of our listeners is the difference in English between make and do. What do you think about that? Is that challenging? Have you heard these mistakes before?
Yes, for sure. I've heard these mistakes. And I'm not surprised because, for example, in French, it's one verb. Make is just faire. And it's the same. And so it was really confusing to me. I'm like, oh, but what about, okay, it's just all one verb. And I think it would be even more confusing for a language speaker to have that split into two and try to figure out when to use which one when they're used to it being one verb.
It's so true. And a lot of languages have the same verb. And that's the trouble with translation, right? Mm-hmm. But we are in this series, guys, of your top 15 mistakes. We are solving them here on the All Ears English Podcast. What are some examples? Just a couple of the other ones that we've done, Aubrey, in this series.
Yeah, so many great ones. The difference between listen and hear, speak, talk, tell, and say, wish versus hope, future tense.
Oh my
gosh. Talking about the past. So many. There's so many good ones. You guys got to check out this series.
Exactly. So type in 165, episode 169, 173, or 177 to get started with those. But today we're digging into make versus do. Okay. Now, what do you see as the main difference, Aubrey? What would you say?
Make usually means to create something, like from the ground up, from scratch, like making food, making a drink, anything that requires ingredients, making friends, like creating that friendship.
Yes, I love that. And another example, guys, would be making the bed, making your bed, right? Or making the setting the table more than make. Is that right? Would you say not so much making the table?
Yeah, I would say make a table if I'm talking about actually making furniture. Like if I buy something from IKEA, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to put this table together. And then if I'm making it from scratch, like if I'm making it from wood, then I'm making a table. I'm making a chair if you're like a woodworker, right?
Yeah. Have you had any disasters with IKEA? Because IKEA is so famous for, making you put together things yourself. So they're cheaper, but I think a lot of people struggle. I struggle.
Yes. I sent a meme once to a friend where it was of me like being able to fix a dishwasher, but then me with IKEA furniture, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. The instructions are not always that good, to be honest. They're really not. And it's so frustrating. Oh, yes. Maybe not worth it. I don't know. Depends on how you value your time, right? That's the key.
So true.
What would be another example of something? Now, this one kind of falls outside of our rule, right? The idea of creating something from scratch. What is this one?
Yeah, so making a phone call or making a mistake. And I can still, I see where this is similar because you're creating that phone call. You're starting
That's
it, true. You're creating it. You're creating that mistake, right? We wouldn't say we do that because you do things that you don't create. So if you
That's
can
true.
Think of it that way, it is a little more holistic way to think about making things. If you're creating it, you would
creating
say you're
it.
Making it.
Yeah, I think that is the best way to think of it, creating it. And when it comes to the phone call, the person who receives the call is not making the call. Mm-mm. It's the person who is initiating the call, right? That's the
difference. You would say you take a phone call.
Take a call.
Or receive a phone call, right? Yeah, you can't say you make a phone call unless you initiate it, unless you're the one creating it.
I love that. So I think that's pretty clear for our listeners. Hopefully, guys, make sure you're writing this down. The key difference is make is create, creating something from scratch. What does scratch mean again?
Yeah, from raw materials. So if you make a cake from scratch, you're starting with just powders, flour and sugar. And you can't have a box that's already put together for you and make a cake from scratch. You have to do it from raw materials.
Okay. Does it count if I made a pumpkin pie with the can but added a
nope.
lot of other ingredients?
Nope.
Okay, so
sorry. You can say you made the crust from scratch. You could say I made the crust from scratch, but unless you steam that pumpkin and dig it out and de-seed it, you did not make that pie from scratch.
That is so great. I made the sweetest pumpkin pie in history. Gave everyone diabetes in my family this Thanksgiving. I've never seen this recipe. It was a back of the can recipe, but I think it was an old fashioned one before they took the sweetness out of pumpkin pie.
Way more sugar.
Way more. It's like butter, sugar, molasses. It was That's super funny. Heavy. Yeah,
I make these
so
sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving. So they're yams. And I do make them from scratch. I like buy them and peel them and cook them.
Oh my gosh.
But the recipe I use is like that. It's very sweet. It calls for like a cup of sugar. And I always cut it way down. I put in like
That's
a quarter
smart.
Cup of sugar. Yeah. And everyone likes them just as much. I don't understand why this recipe calls for so much sugar.
No, absolutely not. Because sweet potatoes are already very sweet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you don't need that extra.
Yeah. And I'm putting like a crumbled brown sugar and pecan crust on top. So to have more sugar in the actual, no. That's too much.
No. Well, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed my pie.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't want to have something like that every day. For sure not. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So guys, that's a good example of make, right? Making a pie, making a yam dish from scratch, okay? Let's flip over, Aubrey, into do.
Yeah, so do usually is more about responsibility, an action or a job. So for example, you would say you're doing dinner, you're doing coffee, you're doing drinks if you're doing this together with others, an action you're taking, or doing homework, doing the dishes if you're doing any kind of work or job.
Yeah, responsibility, an action, or a job. Okay, so or I like this. This is more of a chunk, guys, but doing someone a favor. Right, maybe you're taking their dog for a walk if they're sick, or picking up their mail if they're on vacation, right?
Yeah, but it makes sense because you can't create a favor. You could say, I make someone a card, but if you're going to talk about do it, you say, I'm doing a favor, because you could not interchangeably use create. It's an action. It's something you're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Yeah, completely. And then doing your best. So that one, again, kind of just a chunk, right? Do your best, encouraging someone to do their best. I guess this one, you know, this one's a little more just floaty in my mind, a little more abstract. What do you think about this phrase?
Yeah, we hear this a lot when if someone's about to perform, you know, say, mm-hmm. do your best. I know you always do your best. Yeah, it's definitely a chunk, like you said. But again, it would make no sense to use make because make it's not best. Something you can create from scratch, your best. It's more, not theoretical, abstract. It's more of an abstract idea.
It's more abstract. So guys, in some ways, you know, this is a combination of knowing the rule and then thinking about it at first when you make your choice between make and do, and then they become habits, right? Habits of mind, chunks. Mm-hmm. You just know what to say, but until you get to that point, you do need to keep the rule in mind.
Yes,
all right?
For sure. And then it's such a good thing. The more you're exposing yourself to English, listening to podcasts like ours, listening to any podcast, watching TV, just to pay a little bit of attention when you hear someone say make or do, to think mm-hmm. about which one did they use and why. And then it's going to start just sounding right to you. You're going to know instinctively which one to use.
Yeah, I love it. So guys, we're going to show you how this all plays out in a conversation. And we're on a Caribbean cruise here, right? This is great. I've never been on a Caribbean cruise. Have
you? Well, it's high time.
It's high time.
No, I haven't either. I've been on a Mexican cruise, but I've never been to the Caribbean.
Okay. Well, there we go. First time for everything. All right. So here we go. Can you do me a favor? Help me pick some activities from this list.
Oh, there are so many options. I heard there are tennis courts on the ship. Have you seen them?
No, but that's definitely something I want to do. Maybe tomorrow morning.
And there's a cooking class scheduled for tonight. Let's do that.
Yes. It looks like we're going to learn how to make cream puffs. My pastry skills could definitely use some work.
Same. I love making cookies, but pastry dough is way harder to make.
What else do you want to do? There's so much on this list.
Seriously, it is hard to choose. And there's so much extra time when we don't have to make dinner or do the dishes.
Oh, boy. All right. So we got a lot of making do. Guys, I'm glad we're doing this in our top 15, you know, mistake series because, gosh, we do use this a lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. So let's go through these.
Okay.
The first one you said, that's something I want to do. So we're talking mm-hmm. about playing tennis here. This is not something you can create or make. So it's an action that we would say we do.
Exactly. And then you said there's a cooking class scheduled for tonight. Let's do that. Again, the action. Right, the thing mm-hmm. you're going to take part in, participate in.
Yes, but then at that cooking class, we mm-hmm. might make cream puffs. So you said, I'm going to learn how to make cream puffs. This is something we would create either mm-hmm. from scratch or from a mix maybe, but either way, we're making it. We're
making
creating it.
Yes, and then again, I love, you said, same, I love making cookies, but mm-hmm. pastry dough. So again, anything that has to do really with baking or cooking, you know, making dinner, mm-hmm. making a cake. Usually there are other verbs too, guys, right? Like bake a cake, right? Mm-hmm. Or take a class that you're not going to want to always use make and do, right?
Right. That's true. That's the funny thing about these role plays is I'm intentionally using make and do as much as possible.
Yeah.
So you guys might hear it and be like, this is a little strange to say make and do so much in one conversation. Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah, we always say that. Michelle and I always say that. It's a little bit manufactured, but at least we see how the words are being used.
Totally, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then you said, what else do you want to do? And this is more of a general, because we're looking at a list of activities. Even mm-hmm. if there are things on there that you would make, mm-hmm. you can still in general sort of say, what do you want to do? Because we're talking about what actions would you want to do?
Oh, for sure. Any kind of list of an itinerary, activities, mm-hmm. possibilities, that's do, right? And then at the end, you said, and there's so much extra time when we don't have to make dinner or do the dishes. So here we're contrasting between creating the dinner, right? You're making mm-hmm. it, you're creating it versus it's a task, you're doing the dishes.
Exactly. If you said, or make the dishes, that means you're maybe at a pottery place making a dish from clay. Right. That's not what we're talking about when we're washing the dishes. We use that verb do to say, I'm going to wash the dishes. I'm going to do the dishes because it's an action.
Exactly. So any takeaway for our listeners today, Aubrey, what should we leave them with?
Yeah, I just think this whole series, there have been so many things that you might not even have realized you do it, but mm-hmm. native speakers do notice because they're quite glaring mistakes. So go back, refresh on these other ones. Definitely pay attention to when we use make and do. It's worth making sure you're doing these right so that you can make connections with natives without having any mistakes getting in the way of that connection.
I love it. So good. So important. And guys, yeah, like we said, go back, find the other ones in this series and make sure you hit follow on the All Ears English podcast. And we will be back very soon. Right, Aubrey?
Yes. Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.